What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tonight, he will arrive. Juan Soto will return, and I'm not just talking about return to Yankee Stadium. I'm talking about Juan Soto. The real Juan Soto will return. We've been waiting as Met fans to see an explosion from Juan Soto. He has been okay so far. There's been some good, there's been some bad, there's been some up and down, whatever. Even Soto's bad is better than most. Still waiting for that explosion, and I fully believe it starts tonight when he returns to take on his former team in the Bronx.
I don't even know he's going to go 0-4. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, as I said yesterday, if he has a good weekend, he'll get himself up to Trent Grisham speed.
So
I look at this, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be a wild day. We'll get to the Knicks stuff, obviously. But I look at the Soto stuff from a Mets perspective. Like, if I'm a Mets fan, there's the initial announcement, wow, he chose the Mets. Boom. Then there's the press conference, the first visual. Wow, look at that guy up there at Citi Field. Then there's the first time he strolls out on the field at Port St. Lucie in a Mets uniform. Then there's opening day. These are all the checkpoints you've gotten to. Then there's the home opener. But tonight's different. Tonight's much more different for you. Like, I got my Yankee shirt on. I want to win 2 out of 3. Would love to sweep you guys. Hopefully Judge stays hot. Hopefully Yankees keep playing, you know, good, crisp baseball, winners of 3 straight series. And yeah, I'm hoping that Juan Soto takes the collar a couple of times, maybe butchers a ball in right field. But my attention, and again, I am excited for this. You know I'm about the Knicks. Tonight's more for the Met fan, for me, than the Yankee fan.
See, it's interesting you say that because I think that it's more for the Yankee fan in the aspect of their villain is coming in. When have we experienced this before? Robinson Cano, I'm sorry, it didn't register. And at that price, Yankee fans were okay with letting Robinson Cano go. They were not okay. The majority of Yankee fans not okay with letting Juan Soto go, especially to the Mets. This guy, for basically all things being equal, who took the Yankees to the World Series a year ago, chose the Mets. The little brother lowly New York Mets over the big bad New York Yankees and the pinstripes and all this stuff. How many calls did we take over the course of the year last year where Yankee fans are saying, you're nuts. How are you saying, Sal, that he's going to the Mets? BT's never going to leave us. We're the Yankees, blah, 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 blah. And here we are. He did leave, and now he's returning. So I think it's twofold. It's for the Yankee fan just to let Juan Soto know that they didn't appreciate what he did. And then from the Mets' perspective, to finally feel like you belong! Finally! Because they have had good seasons before. They've had very good seasons before. They've gone toe-to-toe with the Yankees, whether it be Subway Series. I mean, they swept the Yankees in the Subway Series last year, so it's not just about the regular season. We've seen sweeps before, even when the Yankees were dominant, whatever. We saw the World Series 25 years ago. This is different. This is the first time I can say, and I was at the first one ever, the Dave Malicki game in 1997, hard to believe, almost 30 years ago, right? 28 years ago. This is the first time I could say that I feel like it's equal footing, and it's because of Juan Soto.
No, that part I totally get. You know, that's where it becomes more real. That's where it becomes different. And listen, you've said it. I think all Met fans have said it. The goal is sustained success like the Yankees usually enjoy, not the one-off or, you know, maybe every couple of years you have a chance to be good. The goal is to put out a product every year that you got a big payroll, you got some stars, and you really have a chance to win the World Series. And that's the direction that you guys are going in. But two things about this. Like, again, and I turned down the seats. We talked about that a lot. If I'm in the stands tonight, like, basically, it'll probably be about 10, 12,000 Met fans and then the rest Yankee fans, obviously. So if I'm among the 35-ish thousand Yankee fans, I'm viewing that this is how myself, and I do think some people will disagree, this is how I would view it. Number one, he's not a villain to me. Pedro's a villain.
Yep.
Reggie Miller's a villain. You know, give me some hockey villains that maybe I'm just forgetting. What was the guy who delivered the cheap shot? Was it Dale Hunter?
Yeah,
Dale Hunter.
Pierre Turgeon years ago.
Pierre Turgeon. Like, those are villainous people in the New York sporting universe, right? To me, I don't view Juan Soto that way. Now, others might because he left the Yankees and they maybe take that and they channel that as energy as looking at him as a villain.
I'm a little hurt by that.
I'm not saying it didn't bother me. I want him to stay. You know that. I'm over it now, but I want him to stay.
But you've even admitted to not wanting to see him do well.
I don't want to see him do well. Right. I want to see him take the collar every night. Absolutely. But I don't look at him as a villain. I look at him as a gift that was given to the Yankees for a year. He was traded there. He didn't willingly go there. He was traded there. He performed at an incredibly high level, got him to the World Series, was the best hitter by far during the postseason, not during the regular season, but he had his best year really as a pro. Had 40 bombs, tied for 109 ribbies. Like, he did what he did, and we saw it. And I appreciate that. Then he made a big boy decision and left. I don't begrudge him for that. So that's number one. He's not a villain to me. Number two, Yankees are doing well without him. Now, I understand that the Yankees aren't perfect. And I understand that, like, Juan Soto's presence makes them more dangerous if he was still here. But the Yanks are 3.5 games up. Like, if the Yankees were 4 back of the Red Sox or the Orioles and they're 3-4 games under 500, then I consider and I say, wow. Then maybe I emotionally process it a different way. Good guy, hell of a player, not a villain. Yanks are doing well. I'm good.
But he left you for the Mets.
I got you. I understand, but I'm fine with that. It really doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I know it bothers some. It doesn't bother me. And I'm not trying to get it to bother you. I'm not trying to needle you, but people are bothered by that. We've heard from a lot of them calling this radio station. We've seen a lot of it on social media. Yankee fans are hurt and bothered, and I understand it. I would be too, that Juan Soto chose the Mets over them. And regardless of the results of the series, the Mets already won that. You've mentioned it in the offseason. You said, hey, got to take the L.
Mets won, Yanks nothing. They won the sweepstakes.
And that's it. And there's no way to erase that.
No.
So regardless of what happens, once Juan Soto sets foot in Yankee Stadium tonight, he's going to be wearing a Mets uniform. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's going to hurt the Yankee fan even more. They are going to boo him. I would be shocked if Juan Soto gets any kind of balance. It's going to sound some cheers because of the Mets.
Because of the Mets, yeah.
But I would be shocked. Like, I don't think there's anybody going to be like, you know what? We forgive you, Juan, for leaving. You got us to the World Series a year ago.
We respect
what you did, and we respect your decision. I think it's going to be the opposite.
Well, if he came in as a Texas Ranger, you might get that. Because he's coming in as a Met, you won't get that. Now, I do, despite what I'm saying, I think it's going to be venomous tonight. I think Yankee fans are going to go bonkers. Ooh. Now, the whatever 11-ish, 12,000 Met fans, as I estimate, they will try to balance that out. Some, if he hits a home run, you'll hear cheers. If he pops up with the bases juiced, you know, you will hear a different reaction from the Yankee fan. Now, I can tell you one thing that's not going to happen. What Tiki has been espousing for the last 6 months. You've heard what Tiki said.
No.
Tiki has been imploring Yankee fans to do nothing. He actually said, like, and I think he means it. Hey, Tiki, there's no chance in hell that's happening. He wants the Yankee fans to basically turn their backs and not utter a peep. So, and I know what he means, like, that would almost be maybe psychologically more damaging.
Like, we don't care.
We're unaffected by you. But that's not going to happen under any circumstance.
You said something that I find interesting, and I think I disagree with it. If Soto left under the same circumstances but went to Texas or whatever.
Yeah, or Seattle, whatever, I know.
But I still think it would have hurt, but obviously this is to another extreme, which is why this is why it's great for us, Sports Talk and Subway Series, Mets, Yankees. You could not have a worse scenario for a Yankee fan that wanted Juan Soto back, that not only wanted Juan Soto back, expected Juan Soto to want to be a great Yankee and be in Monument Park and wear the pinstripes forever. That was the belief. You believed Juan Soto loved being a Yankee just as much as you love the Yankees. And he didn't. And not only that, he chose the Mets. If he chose another team, I still think that Yankee fans would be annoyed enough to not cheer or appreciate Juan Soto. I think just the Mets, obviously, is a whole nother villainous level to it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be venomous, though. I think you would get much more balance. And again, there's no way of knowing. You know, I think that, like, Soto to me, and again, I think I'm processing it differently than some.
Probably than most Yankee fans, honestly.
I will accept that. I think
right
I agree with that. No, I think that you're right. I think Yankee fans woke up today, and if you're a Yankee Knicks fan, you're obviously conflicted. If you're not a big basketball fan, or if you're a Yankee Net fan, you woke up, I think you foamed at the mouth. Like, the jerseys hung up, whatever you rock, Mariano, Jeets, O'Neal, Reggie, whatever, Donnie, you woke up, and this day has been circled, and it is your mission to make him feel miserable. I think the only problem with that is I think he's so robotic, I think it will not penetrate his mind one bit.
Okay.
I don't think he cares.
So now I want to get to what I feel from the Mets perspective. Because it's not about the boos or the cheers. It's about unlocking the real Juan Soto. And I mentioned this weeks ago, and you start to see Soto get a little bit warm.
Well, he's been great in May.
Yeah, but still not. I mean, every time in runners scoring position, he's failed. The home runs have been great, but they're solo home runs. He haven't seen the Soto shuffle yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes tonight. This is what I'm excited for. I believe that Juan Soto thrives in these environments. That's why I love him as a baseball player. What made me fall in love with Juan Soto is there's no moment big enough. The more difficult the task, the bigger, the nastier the environment, the more he responds. And I feel like finally, you know, we thought maybe the Phillies series, all right, didn't work out that way. All right, maybe the Cubs, whatever. All right, didn't really work out that way. This is finally the spot where I believe, because this is the closest thing you get to the postseason in the regular season, Mets versus Yankees, in that environment and that nasty feel.
Mm-hmm.
I believe him going back there, where the fans loved him, where he did so much great work for the New York Yankees a year ago, I believe him in that stadium getting that type of reception is going to unlock him and take off to the next level, that once the series is over, at least the real Juan Soto will be back.
And oh yeah, by the way, to me, this kind of feels like when both the Yanks or the Mets seasons, independent of the Soto juice, kind of starts. Like, I know they both played, 40-ish games, whatever it might be, 3.5 game lead for the Yankees, 2.5 up on the Mets, or the Mets are. The Braves have gotten their footing a little bit. Obviously, the Mets have handled the Phillies so far, or the Braves have gotten their footing. The Phillies have the Mets have handled the Phillies so far. I just think that now it's the backdrop of Soto, but it's baseball is beginning to feel real. Listen, it kind of gets like this
Memorial Day.
Every Memorial Day anyway. Yeah. This is the little foreshadow of what very, very well could be a fun, highly competitive, and who knows, maybe we get that another Subway Series act. But I think Met fans are jacked up. I know Yankee fans are ready to protect the turf. It's going to be nuts.
Before we get to the calls, do you think Soto gets unlocked, whatever term you want to use? Do you think the real Juan Soto shows up? Do you think he will have a monster series or continue in line of what's gone on this year? Like, every time we've expected him to go nuts, he's kind of hasn't lived up to the expectation.
I don't think he'll necessarily have a monster series. I would be surprised if he doesn't have a moment where the Met fans, like,
he's
suck on
now.
That Yankee fans. I don't have else to say it. You know, like a top, even if it's a solo shot.
We haven't had, Met fans haven't had the Soto moment. Everybody talks about the Yankees when they get a new player. Now he's a Yankee. He earned the pinstripes. We need that Met moment. And what better time to come than this weekend? BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the Knicks coming up in a little bit. Obviously, an enormous game tonight. This is really one of the great days in New York sports history. We talk about a game 6 here with the Knicks tonight. You get Subway Series going on. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Luigi is in White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
Good morning, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I'm one of those diehard Yankee fan, and the only reason I'm going to the game tonight is to go watch Juan Soto go 0-for-4. I'll be booing as hard and as loud as I can. I'm going to lose my voice tonight.
Yeah, me too. And it's going to be the opposite of that, Luigi, because I'm going to be screaming when Soto runs roughshod over the Yankees.
Oh, man.
Have fun. I'm sorry, Luigi. Have fun in the game tonight. It's going to be fun, BT.
It is.
God,
it
I'm
is.
Just so annoyed.
I'm
annoyed with the Knicks. Like, I think it's compromising us all to a certain extent. Now, you could choose to go home like you did and watch the Knicks game on DVR or watch the Knicks game in real time and then DVR the Met Yankee game. But still, then you're missing the live action. Either way, it's a great historic sports night. It is going to be difficult, and a lot of people are going to be attending. There's going to be 50,000 people at Yankee Stadium tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They're all Knicks fans, the majority, for sure.
But, yeah, and when they flash that score up, oh, God, we'll get to the Knicks later. They better play well tonight. They better win tonight. It's going to be an atmosphere that is going to be at the top of the list in terms of juice in the last, you know, I mean, I don't want to be overly, you know, prisoner of the moment, but it's a big night. There's no doubt it's going to be a big night in the Bronx.
I'm very curious to see the reaction of the callers. If it's more from a Yankees perspective, can't wait to hate on Soto, or more from the Mets fans, can't wait to have the excitement and unleash Juan Soto.
What do you think it is, real quick?
I think it's probably more Yankees, or at least we'll hear from more of the Yankees.
Okay, but don't you think tonight means more? Or I guess you don't, because I think tonight means more to the Met fan, because it's the symbolic finishing the actual moment that's led up, like all the checkpoints I ran through.
The part that I think it means more for the Met fan is that here we are.
We've now arrived.
Here he is. He's ours. Here we are.
He's wearing our uniform in your house.
To use your term, suck on that. Regardless of the result, which, by the way, we'll get to when we come back. Like, there's different layers that we want to get to. Joe is in Lakewood. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Great. I'm just... For two people who claim to have a pulse on the city, how in the world do you open what the Yankees are not the Knicks?
We chose to,
you chose to open with Pete Rose also on Wednesday.
Well, I mean, Joe, listen. Joe, come on. We're giving you a chance to talk here, Joe. Come on, buddy.
And you guys have a full segment on Juan Soto every day for 2 years already.
Right, Joe,
I don't want to hear you anymore.
And Joe, we don't want to hear from you, and thank you for the call.
Thank you, Joe.
We appreciate you taking the time to call, but you wasted everybody's time by then. Joe, I got news for you. Nobody cares what you think as far as what we should be discussing. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen or call about it. We don't want that. Obviously, I'd love for you to listen all the time. And we appreciate you listening and taking the time to call, but you don't need to tell us what to talk about. Mike is calling from West Long Branch, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
About Juan Soto, I mean, I'm a Met fan. I love him on the team. I understand why the Yankees are upset, but this is going to be a horrible contract. I mean, if the Yankees signed him, they wouldn't have got the pitcher from Atlanta who's dominant. I mean, it just frees up and gives you more flexibility for your team. I mean, I know it's like a symbol like, oh, we stole him from the Yankees, but well, I care about winning. And if it wasn't for Pete Alonso, where would we be right now?
Listen,
Pete's going to have a month. I understand what you're saying there, Mike. Pete's going to have a month, and I think Pete's going to be top three MVP. I've said that from day one. But Pete's going to have a month where he hits 230, and Juan Soto's going to have a month where he hits 350, 360. And that very well might be the month and what separates you from either the Phillies or the Braves. So, to me, the evaluation is not about now. I use the word albatross. We all know it because it happens to every great player. And I don't think he's going to age particularly great because he's not bouncy now and he's a little thick now and he's in his mid-20s. So he's going to be a problem in the outfield. It's going to get worse on the bases. But you did it because he makes you potentially great now. But who could absorb it? Cohen could.
Yeah.
And by the time we get into the part of his contract that's probably less desirable, Lindor's retired, you know, and obviously Nimmo's contract is up and Pete's long gone, you would imagine. Like, the Mets have a lot of young players. It's not like they've got five or six contracts like the Yankees have had over the years that have been getting in the way of them doing some stuff. It's the cost of business to get Soto.
Twofold. Do you think that Juan Soto's contract will prevent Steve Cohen from going out there and spending the money that's necessary to build a championship?
No, I don't think. I don't think that.
So me
I know you don't think that either. I don't think any sensible baseball fan does.
Number two, if not for Pete Alonso, do you think that Pete Alonso is just miraculously having this year? Or maybe Juan Soto, just maybe, call me crazy, maybe Juan Soto hitting in front of him has something to do with Pete Alonso performing at a level that we've never seen him perform at before.
You know, that's fair. There's baseball elements there. Usually the guy in front of you benefits more. You get better pitches to hit because you don't want to walk that guy and have Judge or Soto hit a two-run bomb. But no, I mean, he's on base, even though it's not his usual 40% clip, whatever it might be. But he's on base a lot more, which means the pitcher has to work more, exert more, and Lindor's hitting 300. So by the time you get to Pete, you got to navigate Lindor and Soto. You're a little tired here. So there's no doubt that he's going to benefit from that. Yeah.
How many years have we heard about, Pete, when he's struggling? Oh, well, the protection. You got to get Pete some protection. Well, who's the protection from right now?
Yeah, nobody.
Okay, they've been awful. Nimmo, maybe not awful. Nimmo hasn't been very good, and Vientos hasn't been himself what we expect him to see. So where's the protection for Pete Alonso? It's not there, but yet Pete's having his best year that we've ever seen. And he's had some monsters. This is the best year ever. So, I mean, do the math. It has to be because of Juan Soto in front of him. Could be Lindor as well being hot, but those guys aren't in front of him. But Soto being atop that lineup, challenges other pitchers. Just him working the at bats.
No question.
Pete Alonso has been more.
Pete Soto, there's not another Soto I got to deal with this year.
Pete Alonso has been disciplined at the plate like Juan Soto, which has led to his success.
Listen, I think one thing that I'm happy about, and we've obviously been very, you know, I guess maybe to the chagrin of people who want to program the station. But
I mean, my God. That's all good. That's what we're starting with, that.
Yeah, that's all good. We've been very Knicks-centric, obviously, because the Knicks are in the middle of something, trying to do something they haven't done in 25 years. But I'm actually proud of the fact that we haven't really, not that it's never been brought up, but we have not propped up Pete's big season so far by saying it's all Juan Soto, because I think that's unfair right to Pete Alonso.
Me too.
It's unfair. Now, has it had some impact? Yeah. Can I quantify it? No. But you watch Pete Alonso play, and maybe this goes back to Devin Williams hitting the home run to right field. He has changed his approach. Not just that he's getting maybe some better pitchers, or the guys are tired that he's facing because of the Lindor Soto navigation. Mm-hmm. He is going more to right field. He's shortened up his swing. He is striking out less. He is walking more. So it's a little bit of Soto. It's a lot about Pete.
BT, it's Al on the Fan, just getting started on this historic sports talk in New York Friday. We will get to the Knicks coming up in a little bit. Huge game 6 tonight at the world's most famous. Chance to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get back into the conversation around the Subway Series. Here's why Yankee fans are going to boo Juan Soto. There's so many things. It's not about his contract, right? $760 million is enough for anyone to be a Yankee. John Sterling told me that when he was on air with me. He said, well, clearly he didn't want to be a Yankee. I didn't want to offer him $760 million, but Hal Steinbrenner did. Because Hal Steinbrenner heard the fans and understood how much fans wanted this guy, how much this guy helped Aaron Judge and the team get to the World Series, how clutch this guy is. So
It's not about the money, and it's not about fans that were in Juan Soto. Like, what are we talking about with that? Stop using that as an example. If you were in his shoes, you'd do the same thing. We'll never be in his shoes. We'll never get the opportunity to choose between $765 million and $760 million. But it wasn't just the money. And if you do want to lay out the money, the Mets contract was masterful. It was much more. The actual value of a million-dollar suite every year for 15 years, security detail, a shopping spree for your mom whenever she would like, a clothing allowance. That's a lot of money on top of the premium seats in the Clover Field Club that you're getting. The Yankees weren't doing that. The Yankees are about their business. And the Yankees have had so many legends come through. Juan Soto is not bigger or better than the legends of the past or the legend that they have on this team now. Could you imagine the Yankees right now with Juan Soto in right field? We wouldn't have seen so much of Trent Grisham. We wouldn't have seen so much of just what we have right now with Aaron Judge being Aaron Judge. He'd have to play center field. Maybe he doesn't have the same start to the year. Trent Grisham would be glued on the bench. They wouldn't play him in left field. Maybe we wouldn't see as much of Dominguez because Cody Bellinger would be there more times than not. So everything worked out for both sides. Juan Soto was a need for the Mets. When you have the richest owner in the sport who has spent money and burnt money on guys like Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, and now it was time. Go get the highest paid free agent ever. Go make that deal to have the largest contract in the history of American sports. Good. But what it was for the Yankee fan, and I can't speak for all Yankee fans, but the one that I talked to and the ones that I talked to and myself, this guy was showered with love. He was boo-proof. No one is boo-proof. Judge, Hal, I don't know how many times I told you I was in there Derek Jeter night. Hal walked out with a check for Jeter. The fans booed him, and I think it was over the trade deadline or somebody that they didn't get or whatever. Juan Soto was boo-proof. Fans would not boo him because they wanted him to come back. He had the loudest roll call, Juan Soto, louder than Aaron Judge. So those fans showed you all that love. You came out there every game, and it was lit from start to finish. Those fans bought your jersey. Those fans backed you up. They followed you. They hyped you up. They put you on this level that made you so appealing to the team across town. And it's the way that you left, like I said, after the World Series, where every Yankee fan was destroyed, crushed, because the Yankees brought us up to the highest of highs, thinking, hey, we're about to force a game six, and then they unraveled in the fifth inning. After that game, I think the way that he handled his press conference was in bad taste a bit. I think that he could have handled that differently. We know that you're the prize free agent on the market. You don't need to hold court in Yankee Stadium. That was one of those, if George was alive moments, George would have came right down there and shooed him away, got him along. Hey, enough already. You're holding court for all these media members about Steve Cohen in my building, about the Mets in my building, about you being available to all 30 teams. You're not available to all 30 teams, Juan. Don't lie to us. We watched the game. You're not going back to Nationals Park. You're not going back to Petco Park. There was only one place that you were going to go if it wasn't the Yankees. And it's about the way that you did it. 888-808-1019. In our darkest, lowest moment, you were good because you were one step closer to the money. And then when you did take the money and we learned about, which some fans still think is just a $5 million difference, it's not. It's like, okay, you didn't want to be a Yankee. And we could reach for any reason from Aaron Judge and not being in his shadow to wanting to be a legend because you can much easier become a legend with the Mets than you can with the Yankees. But what you sold people on was a future that you saw. You sold people on 6 to 7 years, right, of the Yankees being good, which is basically till Judge's contract is up. And then you not knowing, right, that only halfway through your 15-year deal would the Yankees be good? The Yankees are good every year. The Yankees are the most consistent franchise over the last 30 years. So what are you talking about, bro? That let me know that you don't understand, because also in your press conference you said it's a Mets town. Just got to win. We're going to build a dynasty. What? Where? What are you talking about, bro? I did see the, you know, Once Upon a Time in Flushing or whatever it was, that 30 for 30 about the 80s. But that was way before Juan Soto was born. Juan Soto was only 26 years old. I don't think he knew what he was doing with this rivalry going from Yankees to Mets. I don't think he knew how much he was going to get hated on. He was just always after the biggest contract, and congrats to him, he got it. But But the Yankee fans aren't mad about the money. We're mad about the way you acted after the World Series, the fact that you chose the Mets and tried to make it not seem about money. You made it about a family vibe, and you talked about them building a dynasty and how it's going to be a Mets town, and, oh, the Yankees are only going to be good for 6 or 7 years. And you even said that the Mets weren't the highest bidder. Stop lying, bro. Just tell the truth. You got on a podcast to say, oh, yeah, there were some other teams. It wasn't the Mets. You went out of your way to try to make the Mets seem like something that most of us, we don't see them as Yankee fans. We weren't brought up that way. We don't look at the Mets like that. We don't look at the Mets like you look at the Mets, Juan. So when you come into Yankee Stadium with that Met uniform on, which is at least negative 15 swag points, you look better in the pinstripes. Just understand all of this pent-up aggression and all of these feelings and all of these things that people have had to deal with from Met fans coming into Yankee Stadium wearing a Juan Soto Mets jersey, and that's why you really started to hear the F Juan Soto chants break out. Like, now you're going to hear them. Now you're going to see people turn. There's a thin line between love and hate. Now you're about to actually see the Yankee fan, the Bronx Zoo, these wild and crazy fans. They're not going to do anything to you. So any of you goofies talking about people getting thrown out or Juan Soto say, they're not going to throw anything at them or do anything to them. Nobody's going to rush the field. But yeah, they're going to heckle. They're going to say everything that they could think of. There's going to be some creative ones. There's going to be some not so creative ones. But that is the spirit of all of this. It's a rivalry. It's a crosstown rivalry. And you went across town thinking that you could live? You went across town thinking that we were going to let you live? Hell no, I can't wait for Friday. 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. We're talking Knicks. We're talking Subway Series. Right now, it is a pleasure to be joined by a friend of the show, Susan Wolman, ahead of this Subway Series game. Hi, Susan. Long time no speak. How are you?
Well, whose fault is that? As Steve Summers would say. Wait a minute. I got to stop you, though. The real who?
Yeah.
The real group?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Are you a fan, Susan? I'm not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with what?
The who.
Oh, my.
I know.
I'm going to hang. Okay. Google it. It's there.
Well, how about this, Susan? I didn't think we'd be done. Yeah, I don't think you'll accept, but how about I get you the Who tickets and I fill in you for jumping the booth one day?
Yeah, here, you
Susan.
Know what? You never. I live by something. You never don't do job. You never don't do your job to see someone else do their job.
There you go.
You
that's
might,
a good
You
one.
Might be able to fill in for Dave if he wanted. No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh.
I love Dave. I had to say it. Come on, it was right there.
Okay. Now
right,
moving
Susan.
Right along.
Yes. Susan, BT learned earlier, we broke it in the show, that there will be no tribute video for Juan Soto when his return. Are you surprised by that?
No, he was, stop it. He wasn't there for 10 years.
They give one to Aaron Hicks, for goodness sake.
He was?
They gave one to Aaron Hicks, a tribute
Aaron
video.
Aaron Hicks was there for years.
I mean, but
Didn't
he was Aaron
play
Hicks.
For years, so. I am not surprised. I think everybody's, I mean, this is going to be fun. He was there. He had a great year. He was great to watch hit, put it that way. He did a great thing. Team went to the, he was great to be around. He is who he is. But I think after 1 year, why? I mean, why? A tribute video for what?
I agree with you. I just think, you know what it is, Susan? I think so many franchises now, they just become almost soft, and I've become desensitized to the overreaction to a player. Granted, he had one amazing year, but I'm with you. 1 year. You know, good luck with the Mets and all sincerity.
Here's the other thing. I think this worked out great for both teams. And by the way, if the people like you and television people didn't keep this going, I mean, I know he'll get booed tonight. I think there'll be other things in there because he played ball with those guys. I want to see what happens here because anybody who would meet Juan Soto in a hallway or one-on-one would not go boo. They'd say thank you for everything and have a nice life. I think that it's going to be fun, and I think that there'll be both. I think it's going to be mixed. Everybody, you hear the boos more, but you cannot deny hitting-wise what this guy did last year. But I think it's worked out great for everybody. And the last time I looked, unless something happened, by the time I got off the plane at 3 in the morning and got home and the Yankees are out of first place, I think it's worked out fine for both teams.
I don't disagree. Both teams are really good. Yanks 3.5 up, Mets 2.5 up. Susan Wolven with us, of course, Yankee broadcaster, long time, part of the booth, phenomenal. BT and Sound on the Fan. So, like, what's comparable? Even though we can rationalize and say, well, it's worked out well for both teams so far, fans aren't always rational. Is this going to feel like Clemens Piazza? Like, what can it?
No. Come on.
I don't know.
There's nothing like that. Clemens Piazza was personal. I mean, this is. It's not silly, but it's silly. Now, if you're a Yankee fan and you're, and this is, if there's a Juan Soto here, there's no Max Fried. What is this team without Max Fried?
Yeah.
And you probably don't get other people because you can't do other things. And by the way, Grisham doesn't get a chance to play. So he's still sitting on the bench. And, if people were clever out there, I'd chant something like, we have Grisham. I mean, it's funny.
He's a better hitter so far. He's
this
better.
Is a guy who has been unbelievable. And last year, and Aaron Boone said, a lot of it was his fault because he didn't play him. And it's really hard. He was a throw-in. They had to take Grisham or they wouldn't get Soto. And look what's happened. And there's something different about this year with Trent Grisham. Aaron told me the other day, he said, I saw it in spring training. There's something different about this guy. He came in and he was a really good space and he got to play a lot. And he started to hit. And if you hit, they're going to find a place for you to play somewhere. And he's been tremendous. And look at Paul Goldschmidt. Maybe that doesn't happen because, there's still money involved. I don't know. But this is, it's not something that the Yankees have gone into the tank because Juan Soto wasn't here.
Also just thinking about the structure of the team, Susan, and you're right, Soto's a different layer. Obviously, it's the most fun one to talk about, and it resonates with the fans more so than anything else for both sides involving both the Mets and Yankees. But as I listen to you explain the Yankees' situation here with Grisham in the outfield, the Yankees need some infielders here. I mean, they got potentially Stan coming back. Well, what is that going to do for Ben Rice? And you talk about Grisham, you can't take him out of the lineup. We know Judge is going to be there. Well, then what about Bellinger and Dominguez? I know some could say it's a good problem to have, but I think it is a problem for the Yankees.
I never think it's a good problem. They always say that because it's the easiest thing to do. If Ben Rice is still hitting, he's hitting. That's they'll find a place. Years and years ago, there was one year, I think it was 96 or 97. I can't remember what year it was, maybe later, but there were like five left fielders. And I said to Joe Torre, what are you going to do? And he said, it always takes care of itself. And then this one gets hurt, and then this one gets hurt, and all of a sudden there's not five left fielders anymore. And it always takes care of itself one way or another. And my guess is that Brian Cashman is not sitting around drinking espresso and eating chocolate bonbons. I think he's still looking to complete this team, because my guess is this team is not finished.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the leash here? He just got going here, so we'll give him a chance. But what's the length of time and patience with DJ? I know we just got back, but what do you think? How long they
run
about?
Well, he was one for three. If you can get to be DJ, I mean, that immediately, this is a guy who won batting championships in two
That's
leagues.
A long time ago, Susan.
Many-time All-Star.
A long time ago, Susan. Long
it
time
was,
ago.
But it was. Would you rather have him playing second base or whoever has been playing it?
Honestly, I think I'd rather have him. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to him. I respect his career. He's a pro. I just don't know physically if he could just do it anymore. I don't.
Can you wait for more than one game?
Wait for 4 years, Susan.
Well, but now he's not. Now he's healthy. If he's not healthy, it'll take care of itself, won't it? It always does.
Back to the tourist stuff.
They know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know if he's going to leash. You think Aaron Boone's going to tell us if he's going to leash?
No, definitely not. There's no doubt. No, I get that part. So Susan, help us with this here. So, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez. They were obviously very big pieces of the puzzle coming in. You know, obviously they're young, they're cheap, they have a lot of upside. and they've all had really varying degrees of success. To you...
Wait, do you want them gone too?
No, I want them to play every day. Why are you attacking me, Susan?
No, get on me, Susan. Come on.
I'm getting attacked.
No, you're not.
Wait a minute. You want them to play... Volpe hasn't missed a game.
No,
I'm saying, every game.
I think I'm very impressed. As a matter of fact, they're all knocking on the door of a good week away from having OPS of about 800. Who do you think right now, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez, who do you think looks closest to absolutely going bonkers? Because they're all kind of in the neighborhood.
Oh, boy. That's a really good question.
Well, thank you. After the DJ
really
stuff, I think you're going to bite my head off.
Because, as you said, they've all had... Well, here's what I think, and I don't know when it's going to happen. But when Dominguez goes off, he's going off, and it'll stay that way. And the home run, where were we, Sacramento, that little place?
Yeah, Sacramento.
Home run from the right side. The home run from the right side showed me something.
Yeah.
And this is a kid, you can see why they keep playing him, and they're being very good. They're being very judicious of when he gets in and letting him work. But there's something about him. I don't know if there's a ceiling. I mean, I don't. You have in your mind what Wells and Volpe can do. I see what they see in this kid, and I don't know when it's going to happen. But I'm just. My guess is that when he goes off, he's going to really go off and stay there because he's. There, it's closer and closer. I don't know about the outfield play, but hitting, you can sort of see it.
And he runs like the wind. He is fast.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I look up and he's at third base. He had run them. No, I had forgotten that. And I remember when he came up, people were telling me he's the fastest guy in this room. Faster than Volpe, faster. You know, So that's fun. And we'll see how it develops. That's why it's baseball and not, you know, being knocked out on May 13th or whatever it is.
And that would not bode well for Bellinger. I know we went over it. These things work themselves out. But if Dominguez goes off, then there's no spot for Bellinger. And just to rehash it, Susan, because I do think it's important here, and I'm not disagreeing with what you said. If Ben Rice hits, they're going to find a way to play him. Well, that's great. But then what about Giancarlo Stanton coming back? Unfortunately.
Well, but not every – it always works out. I mean, you can't – it always works out.
But,
and by the way, they will find a place for Bellinger if he's hitting. Right now, you know, Goldschmidt can't play every day. Is Bellinger going to play there, or is Rice going to play there, or what are they going to do? If you know, Goldschmidt at some point, I think, is not going to hit 370. I mean, I would think that would happen.
Right.
You have to give him off anyway. Things always work out. They always do.
I understand that, but I don't see that there's an actual way to get all their best bats in the lineup. I'm not disagreeing that things work themselves out and you're going to give certain guys rest, but there is no physically possible way to have Bellinger, Grisham, Judge, Dominguez, Rice, Goldschmidt, and Stanton in the same lineup at the same time. And those are guys either with the best potential or who have performed the best this year for the Yankees. That's all that
I'm
saying.
Well, that's probably right, which is why they play 162 games and it's not, you know, football season where they play 17 games where you got to get all in the same time. It always works out. I mean, if you want, you can talk about it and I could sit and figure it out in different conglomerations, but I don't think so. And there's no, it's a waste of energy. They'll figure it out. Someone will fall down the dugout steps. Someone will break a finger. It always happens.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, it does. And by the way, Bellinger can play anywhere.
Right.
So you don't have anybody that can play, you know, all star. I guess Grisham can. I've never really seen him play a long time out in the corner outfield. But you don't really have other people that can step in like that. And remember, there was a time when the Yankees had those kinds of players. They had Reigns on Strawberry and Ruben Sierra at the same time.
Yeah,
and everybody played. So they'll figure it out. That's something for down the road, and something they're probably, yeah, because it's Aaron Boone. He's probably thinking about it, but not too hard and not too seriously.
Susan, I think we got a decent sampling of what the injury meant to the team. Not even from a baseball perspective,
yeah.
You could tell how distraught and how well loved Oswaldo Cabrera is.
Yeah.
But can you take us inside that scene? That was just awful.
I can, and before I do that, I told this on the air. Last year at the Baseball Writers' Dinner, they were giving out awards, and John and I were there, and Aaron Boone called in and said, I'm supposed to give the award tonight. Somebody couldn't go, and he said, I'm supposed to give the award tonight to Luis Gil. Would you give the award to Oswaldo Cabrera? And I said, sure, I'm there. What's he getting an award for? And Boone said, I'm not sure. Maybe most wonderful person in the world.
Wow.
And that's who he is. I have never seen anyone who sits on the bench, is always ready, always has a smile, works really hard, really hard. Takes balls in the outfield and the infield. He does everything but put the catching gear on, which you probably could do too. But it's who he is, and always, you know, his arm around somebody who isn't doing well, and always smiling. And Trent Grisham said he is the best of us. And the story, well, obviously he goes down, he slides into home plate, and I thought he broke his shoulder because the left arm was straight out and he didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first saw it, because I was right, I had already gone down, then I was right there, right in back of him.
Okay.
And he didn't move, and Timmy Lentich, the trainer, came running out, and to watch these guys with their arms around, Timmy had his arms around him, and Judge comes down, and he is kneeling over him and talking to him, and I didn't see him move, but evidently he looked up at Judge and said, Judgy, did I score?
Oh, wow.
This is who he is. It's a movie scene. You know, the late Gene Hackman is coming out as the coach, and he's lying there. But by the way, the guys all went to see him in the hospital, and from what I'm told, he made them feel better.
Oh, wow.
He was laughing, and he said, it's going to be great. And then I don't know if you saw his Instagram today.
I didn't see it.
Up.
No, what is anything good? What
he said? Lovely. He's just, you know, what he's going to do. And he's like Hideki Matsui, who apologized when he broke his wrist.
Yeah.
Apologized to the team and then took I apologized to the city of New York.
Oh, my God. What a good kid. Wow.
But he was like that. But just as a, you know, you hate to see that because it, you know, not that he's Aaron Judge, but he means so much in that clubhouse, and it's all a team. Everything is team with this group. It really is, and the sum sometimes is better than the parts. And he's a part. By the way, he adored Soto. He would go, and Orlando would go and watch him. Oswaldo, excuse me, would go and watch him take BP. And Soto was great to those guys. Gleyber Torres would talk to him every day. He was, you know, it's not like these guys hated him. They really liked him. He was a really good teammate and helped an awful lot of people hitting. I don't know that people know that. Sometimes I'd look at across and there's Judge and Soto sitting in a corner talking, and somebody said, what do you think they're talking about? And I said, probably nothing we can understand. You know, they were at another level,
yep.
The two of them.
Yep.
So he was a great teammate. He was all for the team. And, you know, and Oswaldo was one of those guys. He said, once I wanted to talk to him and I said, can we do 3 minutes? He said, can you wait till Juan bats? I want to go downstairs and watch him in the cage. And he did all the time.
The modern-day Ted Williams.
Well.
I knew that.
I don't know about that.
I knew that would touch a nerve. Susan, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, you mentioned Soto. BT broke it before. No tribute video. What about Clay Holmes? Any tribute video for Clay Holmes?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I'm not a big one on these tribute videos.
Four years, was an all-star with the Yankees. I mean,
yeah,
I'd give him one.
Do you want him to? You want to do one? I'll see what I can do. I have no idea.
Yeah, use that juice, Susan. Come on.
I never see it anyway because, you know, it's not like you're sitting there watching. There are things going on. And, you know, we have to play Sal's advertisement, which I've wanted changed for the last 2 months.
I heard about this. The Cerner Bros. Yes, we got to change.
Yeah, here's my question.
What don't you like about it?
It was, first of all, it said it was a cold and long. Why was it a lonely winter? Who is lonely? I want to speak to your family.
Yeah, well, you don't want to speak to my wife. Believe me, Susan. Sometimes it is lonely over there. No, but I just read what was there. But we did get it updated as soon as Susan texted me, and they did the updated work on the house or whatever.
It's not playing yet. I'm glad you got your house done, but they haven't played the ad yet.
I read it this week. It's in production. Well, hopefully, we'll have it out there. And the second that it does, I will let you know, Susan, and thank you. Hopefully, my voice doesn't annoy you.
I'll hear it. Yeah, five times a game. Yeah.
He'll be lonely this weekend. Soto, 1-for-12 with a ribby.
Oh, yeah. 50,000 against at least two. I'll be announced tonight. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate it. Always fun.
Okay, guys. Thanks, Susan. Time. Thank you.
Awesome. Susan Woolman, she is the best.
She's phenomenal. I love chopping up with Susan there.
Yeah, I mean, the Soto Pro stuff, we read sometimes what's in front of us.
A little bit dated.
And that's
what was
going
dated
on.
For sure.
Yeah, because they had it took a while to get them to do the work on the house. They finally did, so we did do the new commercial.
Yeah, we talked about this off the air, about the work they're doing for you, but it's an interesting observation, and it's funny because I've kind of thought the same thing, but maybe not as much until she really said it.
She hears it all the time.
The word lonely.
It's been a long, cold, lonely.
I've been long, been cold. Been bad weather, yeah. Lonely?
I probably should have thought that myself. Hey, maybe can we take this word out? But yeah, I didn't. You read what's in front of you. Like this. Surfside iced tea and vodka is made real. No, Surfside.
You got Anchorman over here.
I'm Sal Licata, and I love Surfside iced tea and vodka.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
All right, this is it. This is the first game. Juan Soto is going to be back at Yankee Stadium wearing a Mets uniform.
That is right.
And this is, I mean, it's a big deal. It is really a big deal given the amount of money that he signed for, the fact that he is, I can't remember another free agent that ever shunned the Yankees for the Mets. Can you?
No, it's never happened. I mean, the closest thing was Robinson Cano going to Seattle for more money. Aaron Judge close to going to the San Francisco Giants, but ultimately ending up with a Yankee. This is the biggest one.
But this is the Mets. I mean,
right, I know. I'm just saying shunning the Yankees in, you know, totally. But yes, with the Mets, it's even a bigger deal. And the Yankee fans pissed off about it because they're not used to it, especially with the Mets. And they're not necessarily mad at Juan Soto, what he did. They're not disagreeing with what he did in taking more money, I think. What the Yankee fan is pissed off about is this has ignited the Met fan into getting in their face about them being the better organization, having more money, being the king team in New York. That is the thing that pisses off the Yankee fan, because the Met fan believes, and rightfully so, that this was a power shift over to Steve Cohen, because it was the first time that it ever happened. So they're going to be on his ass. He's going to be out in right field. They're going to be all over him. I just heard a guy calling to C-Mac this morning, a big Yankee fan, says he's going to be out there throwing dollar bills at Juan Soto. I mean, it's going to get ugly. They're going to boo him.
Well, that's fine, and you could probably, you know, obviously chirp him a little bit. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, it's a baseball game. It's a baseball player. And by the way, the Yankees, you know, backfilled just fine, and they added three players, or four players if you count Trent Grisham, that are basically adding to the Yankee offensive onslaught right now. And Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, of course, and then you have Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, they're more short-term oriented because of the age of those players. the Mets are going to be with Juan Soto for 15 years, if he makes it 15 years.
Yeah, and then there is an out in the contract, but CBS Sports Network has best record of baseball up there right now. Yankees and Mets right there. The Mets game behind the best record in baseball. The Yankees 3.5. So as you mentioned, they've done just fine without him. Trent Grissom's actually had a better offensive season up until this point than Juan Soto has. But this is the type of stuff that gets fans going crazy.
It's great for baseball too, by the way. Local baseball especially.
Well, 100%. And I do believe he thrives in these situations. I do believe that he's going to have a couple of home runs in this series. And this is when, like, this will be the first time that I'm really, really, really looking for him to do some damage. Like, I've been waiting. We've been patient. They've been winning. You've taken his sort of meh season in stride to this point. This is the time where I want to see him get ignited and be like, screw you guys. I'm here. This is my moment. This is our moment. And we here, the Mets version of we here.
Yes.
And that would be great. But, I mean, both these teams are going to end up in the postseason, barring some sort of disaster. And both teams are very, very good. And on paper, the Yankees' rotation is better. But in reality, the Mets' rotation has been better.
I mean, the Yankees have 7 guys in their lineup that have 20 or more RBIs.
Yeah, I think they're the most productive offensive lineup in baseball. At least they were as of a couple days ago.
And this is the point. They were really productive last year with Judge and Soto, of course, but maybe there's a little bit better balance, and you know, who would have thought that Ben Rice would turn into the home run hitter that he is right now? And even Anthony Volpe, who's had his moments, I mean, he's still got 6 home runs and 24 RBIs.
Yeah, I mean, he's been okay. It's just that a lot more was expected out of him, and sort of been waiting for him to be more consistent.
I understand that he's not, you know, Cal Ripken Jr. or Manny Machado just yet. I mean, but you know, God,
tier 3, that's what it is. I expect to see a little more.
Okay, I mean, oh my God, I mean, like, everybody just thinks, you know, this should be a Hall of Famer at every position.
No, it's somewhere in between that. I mean, he was a big top prospect that the Yankees had passed on free agents at that position because they wanted him to be a star. I mean, these are just facts. And underwhelming.
What I love about what the Yankees are doing with him in particular, it's called patience. Like, you know, The New York Rangers have no patience. The New York Knicks have had no patience. They try to develop people. It doesn't work. They get rid of the guy, and then they go somewhere else, and they play well somewhere else. I mean, it's just like the Yankees are showing patience for whatever reason, maybe because he's a local kid or whatever, but they're showing patience with Anthony Volpe. What is wrong with that in today's world?
Well, I'll give you an example where they showed too much patience, and that was with Gary Sanchez. He should have been gone 2 years prior to when they let him go.
But again, at least they showed patience.
Sure. I mean, sometimes it works with patience, sometimes it doesn't. You know, the Mets are showing patience with Brett Beatty.
You know what I want to see? You're right, exactly. What I want to see is I want to see a guy rewarded for all the hard work and dedication he puts into his craft. And it seems like Brett Beatty's that type of guy. It seems like Anthony Volpe's that type of guy. Like, good character guys that you want on your team that are working their asses off and that, you know, are going to do the right thing on the field. They're not going to be perfect every single time. But, you know, you got to have guys like that on your team.
Sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, at this point, I think that Yankee fans, I don't want you jumping down my throat again, I think Yankee fans are just a little underwhelmed with Anthony Volpe. That's all. And they would like to see more. And if this team is going to take the next step.
I'm not a Yankee fan, so I don't want to speak for Yankee fans. I don't think you should be speaking for Yankee fans.
I've heard many Yankee fans. I'm not speaking for them. I am delivering the message that was delivered to me because we all have these fans of these teams in our lives. And they tell me, like BT, all the time when I'm driving home, underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed. Okay. I don't want to get into argument with the Yankee fan, for sure. I mean, I'm just trying to be unbiased.
Well, it's not about Volpe today, is it?
It's like my respect for Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Well, of course. How do you disrespect that man? That man deserves all the respect in the world.
Like, I've had nothing but respect for him since he came up here.
Yeah, but, you know, today's not about Anthony Volpe. Today's about
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto.
I wanted Juan Soto 4 years ago.
Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto. Nobody laughed at you.
Oh, Jerry was making a mockery of the whole
I think he had, I think he was just tired of hearing his name over and over again. It wasn't that he disagreed with it. It was just it was one soda.
You got to beat it into your guy's brain
one
around
soda,
here.
One soda.
Especially when it came to Sam Hauser, when it came to Precious Achiuwa, and now, you know, and when it came to Juan Soto. It's just like boom, 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 boom.
Juan Soto porn. One soda.
Anthony in Belleville. Yeah. Oh, to feel good. Friday, what's up, Anthony?
Boomer and Gio, hey yeah!
Hey, what's happening?
Hey Gio, you couldn't be any more wrong. We don't give a crap about Juan Soto, okay? So whoever you're getting your hearsay from,
Anthony, you are wrong. Anthony, we'll see what happens tonight. So you're telling me when Juan Soto gets up to bat, it's going to be quiet and nobody cares because the Yankee fan doesn't give a crap about him?
No, of course we're going to boo, but you don't care already.
You don't care
about it.
You passed it. All right, so you passed it so much that the tickets out in right field are going for an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
You got people calling up C-Max saying they're throwing dollars at Juan Soto. He's going to be booed. Juan Soto himself said it's going to be one against 50,000. That's his quote, but you guys don't care. Stop.
It's all about Aaron Judge.
Stop it, Andy. Okay. Have a good weekend, Yankee man. All right, see you.
All right, see you.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, we like Andy.
He's a little bit off base with this. He's a good guy. But they care. And they care deeply.
Of course they care.
Yes.
They got left at the altar. And their team was floating around, you know, that $700 million mark just to make it seem like they were in it when they knew all along they weren't in it. And then the beauty is when Steve Cohen gave the suite to Juan Soto. We don't do that with our players.
Yeah.
Well, We've never done it. We didn't do it with Jeter. We didn't do it with Aaron Judge. We just don't do that.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I also think that really pissed off the hardcore Yankee fan from the people that I listen to on this radio station.
Okay.
Is the fact that it turned into a conversation about how the Mets are better set up for the future. They care about families more.
Yeah,
they're
we
just
do.
A better landing spot.
Take care of the players.
Right. Really care deeply about the players, but the Yankees do not. They're not giving suites to the families. And just their farm system is just inferior to what the New York Mets are looking at. That they hated the fact that that conversation ended up being sprouted out of the Juan Soto signing. John and Juan Tall, what's going on, John?
How you doing, doctors?
How you doing there, Johnny?
All right. Hey, listen, before I get to my Yankee point, can you believe Congress didn't nominate Francesa to be the Pope?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Congress, it has to be the Cardinals.
It would be the conclave.
It
doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter.
He should have been in the mix. Should have been in the hopper. He was in the hopper.
Listen, the whole thing with these Yankee fans, it gets to the point where it's actually nauseating, where they come up with videos. Oh, Juan Soto doesn't look happy. Oh, did you watch the video 2 minutes before that? No, right? They didn't watch that video 2 minutes before that, right? Then you get the Yankee fans, I don't care about Juan Soto. I'm just going to go to Yankee Stadium and stalk him like I'm some ex, some crazy ex, you know? I'm so glad I don't go to Yankee games no more, you know? And you hear Keith McPherson talk about, don't sit in the bleachers if you're a Mets fan. Why? I sat in the bleachers with my brothers a few times. Nobody ever did nothing to us.
That's good. That's good to hear that nobody ever did nothing to you guys.
No, but do the Yankees, they're not going to. Do the Yankees realize that, like, I'm a guy from Queens. I know they think because they're in the Bronx that they're from the Bronx. You know what I mean? Like, they think they're tougher than other New Yorkers. Well, they're not.
As most of those guys come down from Connecticut, New Canaan, Greenwich anyway.
Yeah. A little floofy type of people from Greenwich and you know, that shore people that of Connecticut. You know, all those towns.
People, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, members at Stanwich, guys like that.
Yeah.
Who we love, by the way.
Yeah, we love those guys, especially when they take us to that place.
Yeah.
You know, we're guests.
I mean, we love those.
It's awesome. That's who the Yankee fan is, you know, right. the best wearing.
Yeah, exactly. Quarter zip.
Kind of like you today.
Yeah, I got my BEF stuff on.
Yeah, I know.
BEF, and I also have Flag and Anthem Made Flex polo on as well.
Yeah.
And Flag and Anthem pants.
Yeah. So you look like you should be a Yankee fan.
Well, I'm not, man. Okay. Not today, especially. Dylan in Floral Park. What's going on, Dylan?
How's it going, fellas? I have a question for you. Could you imagine in 2016 if Mets fans booed Daniel Murphy when he returned to Citi Field wearing a Nationals jersey?
That's different. I mean, it's different. You know,
I know it.
This cuts deeper.
Boom. Booms, I know it's different, and I know it cuts, but this guy hit one of the most important home runs for the Yankees franchise in the past decade. It just, to me, it doesn't make any sense at all. If Pete Alonso was wearing a different jersey this year and he was getting booed at Citi Field, I would be embarrassed to be a Mets fan, even if he was wearing the other side's colors. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Pete Alonso wanted to stay with the Mets. You got to remember, he didn't want to leave the Mets. He didn't want to go anywhere else, and the Mets made him the highest-paid first baseman this year. You know, this is a much deeper cut. You guys got to understand that.
Well, also, you know, same with Daniel Murphy. The Mets didn't want him back. They let him go.
Yeah, and then,
so this guy spurned the Yankees. It's a different type of situation.
I mean, I think the Yankees knew that to go to $700 million for him when their best player on their team and the best player on the planet, other than Shohei Ohtani, is Aaron Judge making $360 million. You couldn't do that.
Well, I also think that there's this whole, well, you take less money to be a Yankee. You know, you take less money to play with Aaron Judge, well, but on the pinstripes. That's what a Yankee fan's thinking. It's like, oh, you just went for the cash. You didn't care about being a Yankee like Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, he went for the cash and the suite.
For his family.
The suite was a big thing for his family. And the Mets.
Suites are beautiful at Citi Field. Right. And beautiful Yankee Stadium as well.
And the Mets, they love their families.
Yeah, more than the Yankees do. It's more of a family place. It always has been throughout the years, you know?
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 1 hour down, four more to go on our Friday morning midnight ride as we take it till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. 888-888. Let me be more specific. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call as we get you ready for a big night in the city, as the New York Knicks, game 6 of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Boston Celtics for a right to move on to take on the Indiana Pacers and continue on this path that seems lined up for them. After taking the first two games of the series, then going up 3-1, losing Tatum, watching the Cleveland Cavaliers, who were the number one seed, the most dominant team in the Eastern Conference all year long from the start of the season with their incredible win streak to start the year, that team has fallen to a Pacers team that every one of us watched last year feel like the Knicks would have beat them if not for some key injuries to the New York Knicks last year, heading into the series with the key injury of already losing Randle, and still felt like they would have won that series. So there is no reason, no obstacle that they can't overcome on their way to an NBA Finals for the first time since 1999, and it has to be tonight. Huge game, and then, of course, the Subway Series game, Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. As you just heard our last caller, he's going to hit 3 home runs and put Aaron Judge to shame. And in all seriousness, like, Juan Soto's a great player, and the Mets are an excellent team. This is going to be a very good test for the New York Yankees. I think it's going to be a good test for the New York Mets. I think it's a lot of BS that the Mets get. You know, anyone who says the Mets don't play anybody is just silly. They beat the Cubs. They swept the Phillies. Like, they have, every time they've played a quality team, they have handled themselves and acquitted themselves just fine. The idea that the Mets are coasting on some sort of easy schedule in the National League is just stupid. So, I mean, the Mets have had a really good year. The offense has struggled to run into scoring position for the most part, and even Juan Soto has not done what you've expected him to do while still having a very good season, has not done what you expected him to do, which has become, you know, the best player in baseball. You know, when you make $765 million, he's just having a slightly below Juan Soto type year, but still, as you know, top 10 player in baseball. Like, that's how good he is. Maybe not at the moment with his numbers, but I have full expectations that where he'll be at the end of the year, and I expect him to fully be invested in this series. As there were the quotes from John Heyman, he talked about the idea of the 50,000 versus one, and you know, he understands there's a target on his back going into tonight, and we understand how many Yankee fans are going to boo, and you know how I feel about that. I will not be booing when I'm there on Sunday. I have no intention of booing Juan Soto. And this is the one thing I'll just say that I feel like is misconstrued in some of the stuff that's put out there via WFAN social media. I'm not telling you what to do. I want to make that clear. Because I'm not in the business of telling fans what to do. You pay for your ticket. You're in that building. Do as you like. I'm not saying it's completely unwarranted. I understand why you'd want to boo him. He is an opposing player. I get on Yankee fans for booing their own sometimes because I think it's counterproductive and I just don't understand it. But I will never tell a fan not to boo another player on another team. I'm just saying he is in the 1 year. The things that would make me want to boo someone is a real sense of betrayal, which I can't imagine any Yankee fan has a real sense of betrayal from Juan Soto. Like, yes, 5 minutes after the World Series, he was talking free agency and was in free agent mode. It took him zero to get over the World Series, or at least it felt that way, which is probably unfair. But he was coached. He knew the questions were coming. And instead of saying, let me answer these a little bit later, guys, I just lost the World Series. You know, I'm not focused on this at the moment. He answered the questions and was very honest about them. You want to hold that against him? By all means, hold it against him. I don't really care. We've seen it with Gerrit Cole, who came to the Yankees after he lost the World Series with the Houston Astros. He was wearing a Boris cap. He wasn't wearing a Houston Astro hat. He was wearing his agent's hat. Like, yeah, now I'm a free agent. And nobody seems to mind because he signed with the Yankees. Like, I'm not going to hold that against Juan Soto. He was here for 1 year, and he never, ever, in that year, not once, did he ever lead the Yankee fan on, make it seem like he's coming back, have any sort of long-term negotiations with the Yankees at any point. Like, he did nothing to lead us to believe he was 100% coming back other than have an incredible year and look like he was having a blast doing it. Other than that, he never did a damn thing to make any Yankee fan feel like he was certainly coming back. He was as honest as you could be. So I get no sense of betrayal from him. He was here for 1 year. 1 year. It was an incredible year, and he helped lead them back to the World Series for the first time since 2009 and literally had the moment, the signature moment of the postseason for the Yankees, the signature moment that sent them to the World Series. That at-bat was incredible. That home run was incredible to watch. I enjoyed watching every one of his at-bats. It was a great year. They went back to the World Series. He was a huge part of it. He performed in the World Series. I don't know why any Yankee fan would feel the need to boo him. But if you want to go do it, by all means, go boo the hell out of him. The one thing I will say, and people have said this, and I don't disagree, it's about fun. It's about atmosphere. It's supposed to be, you want to get into that building and feel like it means something. And that these games are important, and this dynamic of Juan Soto coming back is a fun narrative, and booing him makes it more fun. Painting him as the villain tells a better story. So if we're looking to just paint stories, that's fine. But as you know about me, I'm not interested in giving Superman a dog, and I'm not interested in painting stories. To me, the story is Juan Soto's coming back to the Yankees. He sent them to the World Series, and I hope he goes 0-12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity, qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.